Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game, yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound, so point the arrow now. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now. That's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
African.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master. Take a class again, cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man. Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? You just blast it down. I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan. And I didn't choose to rap, it just fell into a backup plan. So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan. Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers, and you can't hold us down. We hold the crown for majors before us, and though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
A.K.A. Master Teacher, 33. And today? Today is Sunday. Sunday. Helios Deity Day. February the 15th of 2015. And the time? The time is 12 noon, Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brother, today, my sister, we have a very, very important topic. We want to really focus on how to study. Now, out of all the shows, all the stuff we talk about, you know, everything is very, very profound. Everything is very, very important. But when we look at, most people will tell you what to study. They will give you something and say, here, read this. People will approach you from all walks of life, and they will have good intentions. And they will tell you what they think is truth. And they will tell you what they believe or what they think that you should read or what you should watch or where you should go. And so when we look at people, when we look at life in general, life on this planet, as we know it, is a very, very interesting set of events. Because we're all born as a blank slate. We all drunk from the sea of forgetfulness. And so we come into this world and we don't have any clue about what's inside of our memory, inside of our DNA, or inside of our cell membrane. So according to science, the nucleus, the nuclei, the monad, the M-O-N-A-D, the monad, the nucleus contains a set of instructions. And so according to science, your DNA has a codon, and it's a set of codes. It turns things on and it turns things off. There's a set of protein synthesis that goes place or takes place. So how do you study? How to study, not what to study. So we come into this world, we already had or have a set of instructions, but we don't have access to it. It's like having a great library, but you can't, you got everything filed away. You know the truth, but you don't know how to get to the truth. It's like we have amnesia. And so we are on this rock, we're inside this planet, and we have to find our way home. We've got to figure out the truth, not a truth. There's many versions, there's many ways, there's many routes, there's a plethora of many gods, there's all many, 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 many. But we need to go back to a monotheistic. We need to go back to what is called monism. We must under, over, and understand, my brothers and sisters, as we are endeavoring to understand the deeper truths of life, we have to really, really examine, because obviously just looking at life, everybody can't be right. Everybody claims they have the truth. Everybody has the truth. At least that's what they tell us. But that's impossible, because a lot of the truths that everybody has are contradictory. They contradict each other. And so when people come up to you and they tell you this is the truth or that is the truth, so how do you verify it? So everybody, we all have to have a system in place. We need to have a basic understanding by which we can decipher, that we can wade through, that we can see, because the waters have been muddied. The Bible says, or the scripture says, that there is a way that appears to be right, but in the end, it leads to death. Now, I don't know about you, brothers and sisters. You know, there's a lot of things that really are important and a lot of things that are not important. But one of the things that's very important to me is to under, over, and understand this idea or this concept that there has to be some type of a system. Hopefully there's a system in place, and I've got to find it. The Bible says also that the way of fools seems right to them, but the wise listen to advice. And so there is a way, but many of us, we don't know how to go about finding our way. So today, my brothers, we want to lay down seven keys or seven steps to finding your way. Now, you know, I like steps. I like acronyms. I like to use didactic discourse. I like to break things down so that they're easily discernible and they're easy to remember. Remember. Re means to return. Mem is a previous, or it is a script that writes our or gives us a set of instructions. Mem, M-E-M-E. So when you remember, we are returning to something that we are discussing today. And so we must lay down a brief foundation that basically the scripture tells us to do as well. So the scripture tells us in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15 tells us, or let's start with verse 14, remind them of these things and duly or solemnly charge them in the presence of God not to wrangle about words, which is useless and leads to the ruin of the hearers. Very important. I'm going to read that again. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 14. This is really important because, again, we're laying the foundation of today's study, which I'm not trying to tell you what to study, but I want to make sure that you understand how. Now, there are theological seminaries that you can go, and there are many systems by which you can study. That's not what I'm referring to, because anybody can tell you what, but how. How do we get, quote-unquote, revelation, knowledge, understanding from God? There's a lot of people who have a lot of different ways about going about do that. But we want to study to show ourselves approved unto God and not men. So 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 14, let me read it in the King James, and then we'll read it again in the New Living Translation. The King James, it says, of these things put them in remembrance, charging them before the Lord, that they strive not about words to no profit, but to the subverting of the hearers. So there are certain things that you can do that don't have no profit, but they subvert the hearer. So you can get into certain words. Certain words don't have no profit. And so if you spend your time studying those words, it's going to subvert the hearer. It's going to bring about damage to the hearer. So we're not interested in just studying any kind of words. We need to make sure that what we are doing have the system in place that's going to lead us to a closer, better, productive relationship with the unknowable, unknown Father. So Timothy is saying something. He says something also. He says, I charge you in the sight of God and Christ Jesus and the elect angels to keep these instructions without partiality and to do nothing out of favoritism. So 1 Timothy chapter 5, 21 can be added to what we just read in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 14. So 1 Timothy 5, 21 says, I charge you in the sight of God and Christ Jesus and the elect angels to keep these instructions without partiality and to do nothing out of favoritism. So we know that favoritism, doing stuff because somebody said and you like them, that's not the way to study. So you go into a particular denomination or a particular person just because you like them, yeah, that's not necessarily the correct way to study to show yourself approved. There's a better way. Well, we're going to find out that better way, because if we don't find it, it's going to do something. What does it do? Let's read 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 14 in the New Living Translation. It says, remind everyone about these things and command them in God's presence to stop fighting over words. Such arguments are useless, and they can ruin those who hear them. See, I used to love to debate. I was heavy into debating. I wanted to prove my my theology, my way of thinking, my belief system. Thankfully, I don't debate any longer. I educate. So while everybody else is debating, I'm educating. Why? God says don't quarrel about words, which does no good, but only ruins the person who hears. So you go to debating, you listen, and you come out more confused than you were before you went. Then 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15 drops the gauntlet. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15 in the King James says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Well, I thought we're not supposed to study words. Yeah, we're supposed to study certain words of truth. We're supposed to avoid worldly, as we get into in just a second, words. But there are certain biblical words that do have value. So now 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15 in the New Living Translation reads, work hard so you can present yourself to God and receive his approval. Be a good worker, one who does not need to be ashamed, and who correctly explains the word of truth. So we see, my brothers and sisters, we need to correctly explain the word of truth. But we are studying to show ourselves approved unto God. Now, that's the problem, because there are many gods. And so if you're studying to show yourself approved unto the wrong God, then we could end up with a problem. So we need to make sure that we are studying to show ourselves approved unto the Father. Now, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed would be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And so we are studying to show ourselves approved unto God. So we need to make sure that we understand that a lot of times the Father, all good gifts, all good things come down from the Father of life. So this incomprehensible, this ineffable, this unknown or unknowable Father is the Father that I pray to. Now, some people could put a label or a name because, you know, a term or a limit on the Father. That's great. That gives you a way of identifying, to personally connect with the Father. But make sure that you understand that the Father is probably larger, probably bigger, probably more, what's the term I'm looking for? Let's use the word monad or monus than you believe. Now, as you guys know, I mentioned yesterday, we're going to a different format here in the future where we're going to go into some deeper stuff to help you wrap your brain around the unknowable, unknown Father. So when we pray and when we talk and when we basically do anything in life, Yahushua is the firstborn of many brethren. That means that he's our example. That means that what we want to do is we want to do what he did, and we want to pray to the Father. Because why? All good things come down from the Father. So we want to pray specifically to the Father of lights. Because there are many fathers. We want to pray to the Pater. Now, when we talk about the Father of lights, there's a lot of different lights. But James chapter 1:17 says, every good and perfect gift is from above. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow. That means that the Father that I serve doesn't change. There is no variation or there is no shadow. He's the same today, he's the same yesterday, and he's the same forever. So James tells me, don't be deceived, my beloved brethren, every good thing given and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of light, with whom there is no variation or shifting shadow. So there's a lot of people, a lot of fathers that have a shifting shadow. But the Father who created all the lights in heaven, he never changes or casts a shadow. Let me say that again. The Father who created all the lights. So what we have on earth is we have many lights representing the big light. And some of these many lights are benevolent. Some of them are not. And so it's very, very important, my brothers and sisters, when we're talking about studying, we must understand that the seven keys or the seven steps by which you are to study to show yourself approved unto God, the Father of life, who in whom there is no shadow, there is no shifting, there is no changing. Whether you know his name or not is irrelevant. What you need to know is his intention. So we want to talk about these seven keys. I'm not here to tell you what to study. I'm here to tell you how to study. How to study to show yourself approved unto God, not man. And this God that you study to show yourself approved unto, he created all other gods, little g's. That is talked about in Judges chapter 6, verse 10. Judges chapter 10, verse 6. It lists all of the little g's, all of the Elohim. Every religion on the planet is created by the little g. So I don't worship the little g's because they're all fussing and fighting. Don't believe me? Just go to a Protestant church, go to a Methodist church, go to an Episcopalian church, go to a Lutheran church, go to a Seventh-day Adventist church. Go to a Mormon church. Go to a Catholic church. Go to a Lutheran church. Go to a Buddhist church. Go to a monastery. Go to any religion. Religion is division. Religion is division. Religion is division. At the Tower of Babel, when language was introduced, confusion was the result. With multiple language, multiple confusion. So language, as the scripture just said, don't get caught up in different words. Now, I am a wordsmith. I love words, but I understand, I research the etymology of the words. I don't get caught up in the words. I use words to give me a direction, as we will break this down in just a second. And so if we don't understand that, again, the scripture says there is a way that appears to be right, but in the end it leads to death. So everybody has a way that they believe is right, but in the end, things result in death. The way of fools seems to be right in their mind, but the wise listen to advice. There is a way that appears right, but in the end it leads to death. Proverbs 16:25. There is a way that seems right. It seems, I mean, it looks good on the surface, brother. And it's good on the surface, sister. Proverbs 12:15 says, the way of the fool is right in his own eyes, but he doesn't take counsel. And so it's important, my brothers, that we understand how to study. Number one, how do you study? You start with a clean slate. Number one. That means, when I say clean slate, clean or slate, I'm not talking about this whole empty your mind meditation stuff that the New Age teach. I'm talking about you can't have a preconceived disposition when you're seeking the truth, not a truth. If you come to the table with something, then you already have something. You don't need what I got. God does not want you to wrangle or wrestle about useless words that leads to ruin. But according to 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, God says, be diligent to present yourselves approved to God, a workman who does not need to be ashamed, accurately handling the word of truth. So we got a word of truth. We need to accurately handle it. Verse 16, but avoid worldly and empty chatter, for it will lead to further ungodliness. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 16. In the New Living Translation, avoid worthless, foolish talk that only leads to more godless behavior. Verse 17, and their talk will spread like gangrene. Worthless talk spreads like gangrene. It tells us to avoid that. Because it will spread like gangrene. And so when we're talking about starting with a clean slate, that means starting without worthless and vain chatter. So the Bible clearly states that vain chatter or repetition. Most people, when they start studying, they bring vain chatter. That means they bring a disposition, a belief system. Now, brothers and sisters, I am endeavoring to try to lay a foundation for where we are going with my paid study. So the classes that we'll be proceeding starting probably sometime in mid-March, maybe as late as April, but the classes that I will be doing will be done. We are going to be breaking down some very, very difficult concepts that, number one, you need to have a clean slate. Now, a clean slate doesn't mean that you don't believe in nothing. A clean slate means that when you come to the table, you're coming to the table with an intention. That is number two. Number one, get rid of all of your previously conceived limitations, because labels are limits. So how do you start with a clean slate? That's real important. Make sure, again, number one, we've got seven steps on how to study, not what to study, how to study. So how do you start? Some people say empty your mind. That's dangerous. That's good, but it's very dangerous. So when I say how do you start with a clean state, it's similar to what the world talks about when they say, you know, empty your mind. Possible to empty your mind because your mind has neurons in it. These neurons contain information. They're little packages of information. And so when I say empty your mind, it's a basic understanding that the mind is so powerful that if you have a problem, the mind automatically starts to work on it. I remember Bruce Lee used to say, empty your mind, be formless, be shapeless, be like water. Notice how when you put water in the cup, it becomes the cup. Now, Bruce Lee was one of the greatest masters of the chi or the prana. So he understood the power of emptying the mind. So when I say empty the mind, be formless, be like water, again, that's what Bruce Lee's talking about. But what I'm talking about, brothers and sisters, has to do with understanding the foundation. Bruce Lee said, empty your mind, be formless, be shapeless, be like water. I would like to focus on the water, the hydor. So the word hydrogen and oxygen, those are the genetics of God. Hydrogenes, oxygenes. So when you empty your mind, you empty the mind of everything except hydrogenes, oxygenes. So emptying the mind is basically, now I've done many shows, and for the sake of time, I'm not going to go into break down that word hydro and the word oxy. Both of those terms you can definitely look up for yourself. But we want to talk about you starting with a clean slate of love. Because love is God. God didn't create love. God is love. So when I say start with a clean slate, that don't mean that you're just walking around like you're in a vegetable state. That's not what I'm saying. When I say start with a clean mind, I mean that you're starting with hydro, which is basically the over understanding of where we get the word hydrogenes. And so hydro is the over understanding. It's kind of like hydrotherapy. It's where we get our word for water, or the word like hydrogen or hydroplane, or what the Greek calls, hydor, which is mist or mystery. So the mystery is the mystery of the gospel. The mist story is story of the mist of the gospel. So we're starting with mist. We're starting with the story of the gospel. And the story of the gospel is a gospel of, for he so loved the world that he gave. The story of the gospel is a story of water. It's a story of hydor. It's a story of over understanding that there is a basic foundation. So number one, you start with love. A foundation that says, I love, I want to give love, I want to receive love. Our study starts, you don't engage in a study for greed. You don't see, a lot of people start because they want to get. When you love, you want to give. So start studying with the ideal of giving, not getting. You want to give yourself to this area of that you're studying. Now, brothers and sisters, these seven steps, again, is what have led me to the truth. Now, this is really important because most people study to get something from God. Study to give. Give and it shall be given. Now, what does that mean? Now, think about this. You're trying to find something. You want to get something, but you got to prime the pump. It's called the law of equivalent exchange. So if you go to, I remember when I was a young cat growing up, a young kid growing up, my grandmother had this old pump. It was this old pump well in her backyard. I'm going way back. And she would pump water. You would pump it, and the water would come up ice cold, crystal clear, straight out of the ground. And my grandmother sometimes would have to pour water into the pump, and she would call it priming the pump. You have to put water in to get water out. And so when you start studying, you give. What do you give? You give your energy, you give your attention, you give your time, you give your focus, you give step two. Step one, you start with love. Love is giving. Love is not, I'm not a taker, I'm a giver. I'm going to give. The Bible says you cannot offer up nothing to God that haven't first cost you something. And so we're coming and I don't want you to tell me what to study. I want you to help me know how to study. So I start studying. So I start with a clean slate. I don't bring no preconceived ideals into the study. So I have a definition of God. I want to study. For example, I want to know the truth. Now, some people say that the truth is Lucifer. Some people say that the truth is Satan. Some people say that the truth is Buddha. Some people say the truth is Muhammad. Some people say the truth is Hare Krishna. There's a lot of people who have the truth, so I leave all those guys out. Some people say the truth is Jesus Christ. I came to the plate. I had a blank state, and I went to the Father. Now remember, Jesus prayed to the Father. Some people say that Jesus is the Father. Okay, that's another study for another time. But all I know is in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus said, Father, take this cup from me. Then he says, nevertheless, not my will, but your will. That's a clean slate. A clean slate goes to the Father, and it says, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed would be thy name. Didn't say what his name was. He said, whatever it is, it's hallowed. Hallowed would be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. It is the Father's will. A clean slate comes and says, I'm not here to promote my dream, my agenda. I am here to promote the will of my Father, even though I may not know what that will is, and I may not even know what the Father is. All I know is that everything that just magically puff appear by itself. There is a designer. Who is the designer? I don't know, but I want to get to know the designer, okay? I want to know the truth, and I want to know the Father of the truth. Let's start there. So we want to know the incomprehensible in Father. So therefore, every definition of God that I have, I get rid of it, and I come to the plate with a clear objective that says, Father, I have no clue. I come to the Father. Why? The Bible says, suffer not the little children to come unto me, for such is the kingdom of heaven. The Father knows that you have been presented a bunch of lies, all these little G's, all of the Nephilim, all of the fallen angels. They come down here and they confuse everybody. So we're on a planet that got 100,000 different religions, different gods, different little G's. So everybody is confused. So we need to get rid of everything that we've been taught. We come in with a clean slate that says, I'm going to give my time and my energy to this. Give. Don't go trying to get something. The law of equivalent exchange says you got to give something of equal value in exchange for something. So I'm coming to the Father. I'm going to give my time. I'm going to give my energy. I'm going to give step two. Step two, clear objective. What do you want? Well, Father, if you want a new car, if you want a new house, you want a new boat, you got to have that image in your head. So we're talking about, again, the truth. Now, I'm not telling you what to study. I'm telling you how to study. So first of all, you get rid of everything that you had, and you go to the Father with pure intention, and you tell the Father, I have a clean slate. There's no emotion. I'm not for or against any. I'm not against anybody. I'm not for anybody. I want to know because I know. Because if you already know, why are you asking? Why are you asking? You know, the Bible tells us, you know, to submit. The Bible tells us to submit these things unto God in the peace of God that passes all understanding. The Bible tells us to pray without ceasing. And so when we come to the Father, we come, number one, with a clean state. Number two, with a clear objective, clarity. Now, what is my objective? My objective. My objective today is to teach you seven steps of how to study, not what to study. That's my objective. So I had a clear state. My mind is to give you something. I'm not trying to take something from nobody listening to the show today. Give. What do I want to give? I want to give you instructions on how to study. So what is my clear objective? I am crystal clear on my objective today. My objective today is to give you seven keys to assist you in your studying to have a better relationship with God or a better relationship with your mother, brother, sister, aunt, cousin. How to study. Whatever area, these seven steps work in any area. We just happen to be talking about religion or spirituality today because we know religion causes division. Religion, division. Religion, division. I'm not interested in division. I'm interested in the truth, not a truth. A truth is division. The truth is monad, M-O-N-A-D, which is one of the things that we're going to be studying inside of the private audio series. Again, everybody who may not have heard, I will be no longer doing these blog talk shows or I will be doing them on a very, 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 very limited basis. I'm going to a totally private session because now we're going a whole lot deeper than the stuff that I have been teaching. Now, there are three levels. You can pay 25, 50, 75. Now, again, this is a little bit off the topic, but I need to make sure so that way when you tune into Blog Talk a month from now and I'm not here, you know where I'm at. So I'm going to a totally private venue. For more details, you can email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com, to find out all of the information about the new way of that I'm going to be delivering this content. Now, because we're getting ready to go deep down the rabbit trail. And so, again, my time is valuable. I do this full time. So since I'm giving you something of value, I'm going to need something from you of value. Now, again, you have the $75 level. You would get almost, man, you get way more information than you want. You'll get, like, I do a show every day, sometimes three shows a day. Everything that I do, I will deliver it to you. You will have access to it at the $75 level. At the $50 level, you'll have access to some, but not all. At the $25 level, you'll have access, again, to a little bit less information, but again, you'll have access to some information. So it's totally up to you. Pray about it. That's where I'm going in the future. Now, back to the study. Again, I am not teaching you what to study. I'm telling you how. Number one, clean slate. Get rid of your emotion. Whatever baggage you bring, whatever definitions you have, they're too small. Get rid of all your definitions, all of your terms. Start with a clean slate. Number two, now I don't have nothing on my plate. My plate is clean. Okay, what do I want to study? What is my objective? You need a crystal clear objective, crystal clear. The biggest mistake that most people make when they study is they're not studying to show themselves approved unto God. They're studying to show themselves approved unto man. They are already a part of some seminary. They're already part of some organization. So they're studying to find Sufism, Prinolism. That's what I did. So I went through all of these isms. I went through all of the religion, and I never found God. I found division because I didn't understand James 1:17. James 1:17, verse 16 says, "Do not be deceived, my beloved brethren. Every good thing given and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shifting shadow." I love the way it says it in the New Living Translation. "Whatever is good and perfect comes down to us from God our Father, who created all the lights in the heavens. He never changes or casts a shifting shadow." Everything on this earth changes and casts shadows. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, what is the truth? The truth is there is no truth on the planet. Now, I can tell you that set off the bat without no hesitation after 50-plus years of studying. Now, you will say exactly what I said 20 years ago. Brother, I'm not buying it. Thank you. That is my prayer, that you don't buy a word I'm saying, that you do these seven steps that I'm getting ready to tell you right now to study to show yourself approved. Now, I've used these seven steps. Now, I want you to use them. So I'm saying that the earth has shifting shadows. Jude 1:6 says that angels, fallen angels, are chained up in darkness. Now, your DNA is a chain. Don't believe me? Go to dictionary.com. I'm sorry, Google. Type in DNA. Click on images and look at the DNA. It looks exactly like a chain, a spiral. And so your DNA is the thing that chains you to this dimension. Get rid of the DNA, what do you got left? Get rid of your five senses, what do you got left? That's how you start. Start your study without your five senses. How do you do that, brother? Spirit. God is spirit. Those that worship him, you want to study God, you got to worship, you got to get the spirit. The Bible says be still and know. That's impossible. On this dimension, to be alive, you got to vibrate. Your heart, everything vibrates on this dimension. That's the problem. If it vibrates, it is an illusion. If it's still, it is real. So my quest stands to you, brothers. My question to you, sisters, is what on earth is still? When you find it, please call me or email me. I haven't found it yet. And so I know something that may be, let me digress. Let's make sure we understand what I'm saying. Jesus came into this world. Yahushua came. He says light came in the darkness. Darkness perceived it not. That's what Yahushua said. That's not what I said. And now if we understand what that means, my brothers, this will blow your cookies. Because we are laying down the seven steps of how to study. This is what I do. This is what I've been doing, since I've stumbled up on it because I did it the wrong way. I was studying to show myself approved under some system, some doctrine, some man. And the Bible says, hey, avoid worldly and empty chatter, for it will lead to further ungodliness. And their talk will spread like gangrene. So I'm not interested in doing that. So I went to 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 18. Men who have gone astray from the truth, saying that the resurrection has already taken place, and they upset the faith of some. So there's a lot of people who said a lot of different stuff. So how do you cut through all of this stuff? Proverbs 14:12. Remember, there's a way that appears to be right, but in the end, it leads to death. So everything appears to be right, but it's not. Why? The Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shifting of shadow. That word variation or shifting of shadow comes from the Greek word skenos or skion, which is the definition of the underlying word for Bezaliel, which is my name in Hebrew means Bezaliel. Bezaliel means in the shadow of God. Now, the Bible says that there is no shadow. There's no shifting shadow. So the name Bezaliel, now I've done many shows on what Bezaliel is. You go to my website, masterteacher33.com, click on the link that says Bezaliel, find out who he was, why God commissioned him to build the temple that houses the Shekinah glory of God. So there was no place for the glory of God to dwell. Now this study will lead you to the glory of God, the true God, not the little g's, the big G, the Father of lights. Let me read it in the New Living Translation, James 1:17. Whatever is good and perfect comes down to us from God our Father, who created all the lights in the heavens. Plural, more than one light. Plural, more than one heaven. He never changes or casts a shifting shadow. Now, on this earth, we live in shadows. It's called electromagnetic frequency. It's the electromagnetic spectrum. That's another study for another time. So number one, you need a very, 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 number one, you need to be very, very clear there's nothing on your plate. Number two, you need to now place something on your plate. The thing that you place on your plate is a crystal clear objective. Now you should be saying to yourself, now remember what Bruce Lee said, empty your mind, be formless, be shapeless, be like water, my friend. I said, empty your mind, be formless, be like water, but know what water is. Water is hydrogen and oxygen. Hydrogenes, oxygenes. It is the mystery of the gospel. It is the mist story, according to the Bible. The mist, the word mystery means mist story. Mist is the story of the mist. The mist is the water. It is the genes of God. The mist is the love. God is love. He didn't create love. He is it. So we start with an attitude of love. That's a clean slate. We want to give. We want to give love. This gives us a clear objective. Now, when I say objective, that means object. So if you got an object, that basically means, okay, what are you asking God for? Object. So God says, and it shall be given, seek, and you shall find, knock, and the door shall be open. So that means that we got ask. The acronym ASK is step two. Clear objective. How do you get a clear objective? A, ask. S, seek. K, knock. What are we asking? We are asking for an object. What is the object? In my case, the truth. What is your object that you are seeking? Whatever it is, put that in step two. Maybe you need a new car. Maybe you need a house. Maybe you need a wife. Whatever it is, these seven steps still work. Now, we're talking about spiritual stuff today. It works as well with material stuff. The same seven steps work. The word object means considerate or consideration. The word objective means a pattern that leads to an object. Now, that means goal or aim. Now, the word object, again, the word objective is step two. The word objective gives us the word object. The word object simply means a goal or an aim. It is a tangible thing. It is something that you can be perceived. The word object is means something that you put in your mind or your sight. So an object is, again, the goal. You must be clear. Now, we've done, everybody knows about goal setting and goals, so we've beaten that horse to death. Step three. Now you have to submit your request unto God. Step three. So, number one, we started off, we have something. Now, remember, if you got, you cannot put new wine in the old wineskin. So you come to me and you got your hand closed. You already got money in it. You're asking for money. I can't put money in your hand if you got money in there. So you got to release it. The biggest problem that I have with studying is step one. You come and you already got the truth. So why are you asking me what it is? So that means the truth you have, you got to set it aside. Don't get rid of it. Set it aside so you consider. Now, the Bible says, 2 Thessalonians chapter 8, 9, 10, 11, somewhere in there. I'm paraphrasing. You want to read it for yourself. This is really, really important. How do you study, brothers? How do you study to show yourself approved unto God, not man? How? The Bible says God will do a strong delusion. Why? Why would God give you a strong delusion? Does that make sense to you? It makes a lot of sense to me. Because God say, I'm going to give you a strong delusion because you already got a God. Why are you coming to me with a God? And you, God says, God, you cannot put a God before God. That's the first commandment. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. So why you got other gods before God? 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 8. Let's start with verse 7. Let me read it real quick. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. The mystery of lawlessness is already at work. The mystery of lawlessness is already at work. It's already here. It's already there. So you got to get rid of that before you can receive. You got lawlessness. You need to receive law. Get rid of the lawlessness first. That's the problem. So how do you study? Get rid of lawlessness. How do you get rid of lawlessness? Clear the mind of the thoughts that are based upon lawlessness. Same thing Bruce Lee said. So we come to God and we already got lawlessness in our heart. It's already at work. It says only he who now restrains will do so until he is taken out of the way. Verse 8, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 8. Then the lawless one will be revealed. Once you decide, you know what, I'm going to set aside the lawless one. You got a belief system. Set it aside. Once you set aside your belief system, God going to show you all the flaws in it. As long as you got your belief system, God said, keep it. I will give you a strong delusion. So that's what I did. I took my belief system and I said, I don't know if it's right or wrong. Let me set it aside and let me do aletheia. Now, aletheia is a Greek word that means truth. Now, this is a cookie blower. We're talking about step three, submit your request to God. Step one, get rid of whatever you think is true. Step two, put a clear objective in your mind that says, I want to know the truth. I don't know what it is. I got a truth. I want the truth. Step three, submit that to God. Father, I want to know the truth. I have a truth. I got lawlessness. I want the law. Submit it to God. That takes you to step four. Step four, pray without ceasing. But it's not when you go into your room, close the light. No, pray means that what we're doing right now. Your mind says, your mind is open for the truth. But what about what's preventing the mind from opening to receive the truth? Lawlessness. The mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who not restrains will do so until he is taken out of the way. So the only thing that restrains this lawlessness is what some people call the Holy Spirit. The Ruach, the Pneuma, it restrains the lawlessness. But when it's removed, now I'm going to share something here with you in step six that's going to be a cookie blower on the lawlessness. But verse 8 says, then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Father will slay with the breath of his mouth and will bring to an end the appearance of his coming. Verse 9, that is the one who is coming. That is the one who is coming is in accord with the activity of Satan, with all power and signs and false wonders. So we're saying that, okay, we got something in our brain that's lawless. The only thing that helps us is the fact that the Father left something here, a set of instructions that helps us use reason and logic to prevent lawlessness from taking over us. But then the Father says that lawlessness, that thing that is preventing us from being really, really bad, if you want to use that term, is going to be removed. And then when it's removed, that lawless one will have more signs and wonder. He's going to have power to do wonders to serve the lie. And so this power is what a lot of people call the man of sin, you know, the Antichrist, whatever word you want to use. Verse 10 says, and with all deceit of wickedness for those who perish because they do not receive the love of the truth so as to be saved. Let me read that again. Verse 10. And with all false wonders. Notice all this power, all this signs, everything that you're doing, you get people tell me all the time, Brother Will, I'm getting results, man. You don't understand. I don't need the truth. I already got the truth, brother. Look at it. I got a car. I got a house. Things are working in my life. Everything is great. Yeah. I know that. I know why they're working. They worked in my life, too, when I was sick. You think the devil don't take care of his own? Whether it was done in ignorance or not, he's still going to take care of you. And so people got the fruit. Now, remember what we read in Proverbs earlier. There is a way that appears to be right, but in the end, it leads to death. Proverbs 14:12. So everything appears to be going good right now, brother. Everything appears to be going good right now, sister. Just hang tight. Hold on a little bit. Wait till the end. It appears to be right, but it's not. Why? You never challenged it. You never questioned it. People tell me all the time, man, why question if it's going good? That's why I'm questioning it. So I question everything. And so by questioning everything, God reveals to me everything. But if you never, now the word question means quest. Quest, Q-U-E-S-T, I, the letter I, O-N, on. So when you ask the question, you are embarking upon a quest. The word quest means a journey to find the truth. This is the seven steps to take you on a journey to find the truth. So you got to submit your request. And when you submit your request to God, what happens? Verse 11, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, let's read 10 and 11. And with all deceit of wickedness from those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth, because they did not receive the love of the truth, because they did not receive the love, not a love, of the truth, not a truth, so to be saved. Let me tell you again. So they did not receive. It wasn't that it wasn't there. Somebody gave it to you, you didn't receive it. You can't receive something if you already got something. So you already got the truth, so you can't receive love because you already got it. See, I got rid of my definition of love, and God gave me a new definition of love based upon 1 Corinthians, and it blew my cookies because I thought I knew how to love until I compared my love with God's love, and I realized, oh, wow, I am lacking. I've compared my faith. See, I compared myself. I used to compare myself with other people. Then I started comparing myself with the standard. See, the standard is the word of God. I found myself lacking when I compared myself with the standard. But as long as I compare myself with you or somebody else on the street, yeah, I look pretty good. But the moment I stopped looking at other people and started looking at myself and comparing myself to the Word of God, I got a clean slate. I set a clear objective that said, I want to know the truth. I want to know the love, not a truth. I submitted that request to God, and I did not stop until I found it. Step four, pray without ceasing. That means you keep going. It means you got bulldog tenacity. That means you latch on to it until you get it. You don't stop. You don't sleep. You don't go nowhere. Everywhere you go, all day, every day, in the back of your brain, that thing that you submitted to God, it should be percolating. That's praying without ceasing. You don't get up in the morning and face the east and pray in the morning and pray noon and pray at night. No, it's 24/7, 365, homeboy. Nonstop. That's step four. Because when you do that, brothers and sisters, now you submitted your request unto the universe. All of heaven, every angel in heaven is working on your behalf. And the war is going on in heaven. Because the Cosmogrator, the Prince of Persia, is waging war against the Archangel Michael and Gabriel, just like it said in the book of Daniel. They prayed, and he said that the moment you prayed, your prayer was answered. But the Prince of Persia, he withstood me 21 days. That's why it takes 21 days to change a habit. It takes another 21 days to turn a habit into a lifestyle. It takes another 21 days to turn that lifestyle into a destiny. 21 days. Why? Read the book of Daniel. 21 days, brothers and sisters. The enemy knows that. Can you do it for 21 days? Can you believe God for 21 days? I don't know if you can. I don't know if you can, brothers. I don't know if you can. Do anything for 21 days. Watch how hard it gets. You hooked on sugar. Stop eating sugar for 21 days. You hooked on alcohol. Stop drinking alcohol for 21 days. Whatever you hooked on, stop doing it for 21 days. See what happened on day 22. Blow your cookies. But why? Because verse 11 says, for this reason God will send unto you a deluding influence so that you will believe what is false. Whoa. Time out. Time out. Time out. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 11 in the King Jimmy. Let's make sure that we all are crystal clear. For this cause, what cause? Let's go back. 1 Thessalonians says, for this cause, for this reason. What reason? What cause? Let's go back to verse 10. And with all deceitfulness of wickedness for those who perish, because, okay, here's the cause. This is why 99.9% of the people on the planet are 100%. This is why we all are deceived. Because they did not receive the love of the truth. Notice it did not say the truth. The truth don't exist on the planet, brother. The truth does not exist on the planet, sister. I hate to be the bearer of bad news. That's why you got to have the love of the truth. Even though you can't find it, you still love it. If you don't, people get, oh, man, I don't even know if I should tell you guys this. We read the Gospel of Thomas. The Gospel of Thomas said, we talked about it on yesterday's show, when you go and search, when you do what I've done, first thing happened, you are going to be disturbed. That means mentally and emotionally unstable. If you haven't been mentally and emotionally unstable, you play in church. Don't believe me? Go to the Gospel of Thomas. That's why they took it out. And then it says after that, you will marvel. You're going to marvel at the complexity. You're going to sit back and you're going to be like, man, Lucifer, I got to give him props. I mean, he's a worthy adversary. Let's be crystal clear. Man, people be walking around going to church, talking about they got the devil underneath their foot. They're going to stomp the devil. They're going to do all this. Man, y'all better be careful. I don't know if you understand. I don't worship the devil. But ask the Archangel Michael why he gave him respect. The Archangel Michael in Daniel 21 says, you know, I'm not going to even fight you, dude. The Lord God rebukes you. Then the devil, the Prince of Persia, rescinded. So you go up to the devil if you want to. Peter we know, Paul we know, but who the hell are you? The devil desires to shift you as weak, but I have prayed for you. If God removes his hedge of protection off you, woe. Woe unto you, my brother. Woe unto you. So you can walk around with your chest stuck out if you want to. You can thank you God's gift to the planet. You can be self-delusional if you want to. Let God remove his hedge of protection from you. See how fast you get smoked. It's important, brothers and sisters, that we understand the truth, not a truth. Because if we don't have a love, not a love, let me digress. If you don't have the love of the truth, God himself will send you a strong delusion. You know what the word delusion means in the Greek? Aruman. You know who Aruman is? Oh, you never heard of Akra? You heard of Ra, right? Akra, evil brother. So God is going to let the evil brother come in and, how can I put this? Delicately. He's going to play church. But the end, there's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof, death. So unless, my brother, you submit your request unto God and you do step four, pray without ceasing, that leads to step five. Step five, my brothers and sisters, is a cookie blower. Because everything in this world vibrates. Nothing in this world is still. Because matter uses sound, electromagnetic spectrum. That's how you can hear what I'm saying right now. My larynx is vibrating. It's touching matter. The matter hits your eardrum. Your eardrum converts it into a signal. Your brain interprets that as sound. None of that happens in heaven. None of that happens in the real world. This is all fake. But this is all we know. We haven't experienced it. God knows that. So God says, you know what? For this reason, I'm going to send them a powerful delusion so that they will believe the lie. Who is the lie? Akruman, the creator, the cosmogrator, the little g. He ain't the big G. He's the little g. He got everybody confused. Yeah, he had me confused for a while. So what we will be discussing is I'm going to be breaking down everything that I've learned, 40-plus years of study in this private group. The cost, again, $25 for the basic level, $50 for medium level, $75 a month for the advanced level, where everything that we're going to break down something that I've never, ever, ever heard. It's inside of the gospel, of the Egyptian gospel. Most people have never heard of it. Most people have studied some of the Gnostic texts. They know terms like the Pleroma, Yabato, Barbello, Samael, some of these terms. But we're going to go deeper down the rabbit trail, and I'm going to explain the totality of divine power. Now, brothers and sisters, this is a very dangerous teaching. That's why only the people who are paid members. And I am not even doing this show unless I have at least a number of people that makes it worth my while. Now, we're going to be revealing the fullness. The Bible says that the fullness of the deity dwelt bodily in Yahushua, the Christos, the Christos. Now, we're going to be breaking down some stuff that I've never taught. And I've only heard in secret societies and private meetings behind closed doors. Well, they know the truth, and now they're trying to manipulate it. That's why they got this stuff that we're going to be sharing hidden underneath the Vatican. Why? This means full. The word pleroma means full. But the question you should be asking yourself is, full of what? Because the word itself, again, means capable of many shades of meaning. Well, the Father is not capable of many shades of meaning. That's why I ask you the question is, why do we have a Bible written in Greek? Why do we have a Bible that was written in Greek that's from Latin? Why is not a Bible in Hebrew? like the Old Testament or the Torah. And why does the Torah does not consist of the full Tanakh? Why were certain books taken out of the Torah and given to you, and the Tanakh is underneath the Vatican? You don't even have I don't even have access to it, but the Spirit does. So it is the plan. It's called the whole completeness of the divine nature. Now it talks about in Colossians chapter 2, verse 9. Colossians 2, 9 gives us a glimpse of this fullness that we're going to be talking about. So that's step number 5. This fullness that we're talking about that I'm going to be defining. Brothers and sisters, how do you study? Number 1, you need a clear state. Number 2, you need a clear objective. Number 3, you need to submit that objective unto God. Number 4, you need to pray without ceasing. Number 5, the peace of God that passes all understanding. That's the fullness. Fullness is the peace of God. So like he says in the book of Thomas, you will reign. After, number 1, you become mentally disturbed. Number 2, you're going to marvel. Number 3, you're going to reign. You have peace. The peace of God that passes all understanding. You're going to reign, but notice what you reign over. Notice what you reign over. You reign over step 2, reason and logic. What is reason and logic? Your clear objective. What's your clear objective? Your frontal lobe, not your pineal gland. So number 5, let's be crystal clear. Number 5, peace that comes from God. This peace that comes from God, it doesn't come from man. It's not on the planet. You can't. Peace doesn't exist on the planet. Show me a place on the globe where there's peace. Anybody, show me a place on the globe where there's peace. Peace does not exist. So you reign, my brothers and sisters, over your mental disposition. Now, I love to use that word mental disposition because it throws everybody off. The Bible calls it a spirit. Now, you can't reign over my mental disposition. You can only reign over your mental disposition. So step 6 is the ability to exercise control. Now, again, how do you study? This is how you study. This is how. Step 6 means that you stay the course. This has to do with endurance. It gives you the ability to stay on course. What does that mean, stay on course? That means that, okay, even though truth is layers, the truth is hidden behind many layers of a truth. Step 6, that is the result of step 5, that's the result of step 4, that is the result of step 3, that is the result of step 2, that is the result of step 1, allows you to stay on course. Step 6 allows you to stay on course. Because if you don't have step 1, if you come with a predetermined disposition, you will end up in aletheia. What is aletheia? Aletheia is a Greek word that means consideration. Bam. This is the number one. This is the smoking gun. This is why people can't find truth. The truth. Because they don't have aletheia. Exactly like it says in 2 Thessalonians. 2 Thessalonians says God will send you a strong delusion if you don't have a love of the truth. The word truth in that scripture means aletheia in the Greek. The word aletheia means lanthano, consideration. It means objectivity. Step 2, objective. Step 2, a clear objective of what? Step 1. We started with 2 Thessalonians 2, which is the love, not a love. That's why you got to clear your slate, and the only thing that you start with is the love. When you clear your slate, only thing that's on your plate is the love of step 2. That's it, your objective. Brothers and sisters, this is how you study. When you love, step 2, your objective, to the point of death, When you love it more than anything, you find it. God only responds to love. Why? God is love. He didn't create it. He is it. How do you study, brothers and sisters? How? How do you study? Not what. I'm not concerned with what you study in, but how are you studying? Because you're studying the wrong way. The world doesn't teach this. I haven't found it nowhere. Everybody listen to this show. Y'all should be going to my website and be sending me $1,000 for this teaching. Not because it's worth $1,000. It's worth way more than $1,000. Does money matter? Of course money doesn't matter. God is concerned with your seven, and this is the conclusion, your intent. The world we live in, the devil, wow, I was watching Dracula, The Untold Story, the Untold Story. The reason I love that movie because in that movie, even though it's, you know, Luciferian, blah, 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 in that movie, Dracula, he was the Lord Impaler. Now, you do know that that's a true story. I don't know if you guys understand. That's why they call it The Untold Story. Go to Google and type in Lord Impaler. Lord Impaler. I-M-P-A-L-E. Click on images. You will find that the real Lord Impaler. He was a guy who was just like you, just like me. He was called Valid. V-A-L-D. V-L-V-L-A-D. Just like in the movie. And then he turned into Dracula. But the reason that the enemy chose him, because everybody else that came, the Cosmogrator, the demon, the devil, killed them. But they didn't kill Dracula. But before he was Dracula, he was called Lord Impaler. What made him Lord Impaler? Same thing that made Michael Jordan the greatest basketball player on the planet. The same thing that now LeBron James have. The same thing that Tiger Woods have. The same thing that Venus and Serena Williams. The same thing that I even heard Jim Carrey even come out and say it. I heard, watched a movie called Driven. It was the life story of Pink, P.I. Pink, the singer. She said the exact same thing. In fact, every person in Hollywood, they give their success to this. The same thing as Lord Impaler. You want to know the secret, brothers and sisters? Again, I shouldn't even be sharing this with you. Aletheia. In the form of dilemma. Dilemma is a Greek word that means will or intention. So the Dracula, the untold story, Dracula was spared and chosen because of his will. Now, my name is Will. One of the things that separated me from my 13 brothers and sisters when I was a little kid, and I used to get the snot beat out of me every day, was my will. And so my will is not like other people. I'm a little guy. I've never been afraid. I was afraid. I was scared of the chicken up until about, and you guys heard me tell the story, and I used to get beaten. And then that one day, maybe I was about 10, 11 years old, Mom had passed away. I remember like it yesterday because I was standing there and I was trembling. I had a knife in my hand because I was getting ready to stab this dude because he kept beating the snot out of me. He was like 21. He used to beat me up every day. And I looked him in the face. I said, man, you will never, ever put your hands on me again. And that day, just like everybody in Hollywood, just like Michael Jordan, just like Lord Impaler, this is how you provoke them demons. This is how you become possessed. From that day to this day, I've never lost a fight. I don't care how big the person is. It has nothing to do with size. It has to do with the will. That is why Jesus Christ said, I am here. Nowhere in Scripture can you find anywhere where Jesus Christ, where Yahushua says, I'm here to do my own will. I give you $1 million that I don't even have if you can find it. Because the whole universe is a universe of dilemma. That is why what you're studying is irrelevant. How you're studying is the most important thing. The love of your objective establishes the power of the will. Some people are born with different dispositions. I just happen to be born with a strong will or disposition. Almost got me killed. But every success I've had was because of that. Now, it led me down a very dark road. That was my path. That was my lot. That was my destiny. There's some vessels of honor, some vessels of dishonor. It says specifically in Scripture, why was Pharaoh created? He was created for this purpose, so that I can show myself powerful. For it is God who wills in you both to will and to do. Will. There is an entire organization that I spend a lot of time in called the Thelemic Order of the Golden Dawn. I do not recommend you go there. But if you want to blow your cookies, go to Google and type it in. Thelemic Order of the Golden Dawn. You will see where I spent my last 20-plus years. What do they teach? Willpower. Willpower is his power. Whose power? The Cosmogrator. So when you exercise free will, what are you doing, brothers? You are summoning demons. So you wake up this morning, you know what? You decide you want to do something. Where did that desire come from, brother? Where did it come from? Everything on this dimension is the result of dilemma. Dilemma, the Thelemic Order of the Golden Dawn. They are ushering in the Golden Dawn, brother. Who's the Golden Dawn? Who's the light bearer? Who's the light bringer? His name is Luciferance. Do you know where the word phosphorus come from? You know that that's the same word as Lucifer? Phosphate? What is phosphate, brothers? What is phosphate, sister? What is your DNA? What is the backbone of the DNA? The DNA molecule is held together by what? Our brothers and sisters, the rabbit trail goes deep, real, real deep. I have a book called Bioluminescence that talks about the biology of lumina, or lumen, L-U-M-E-N. This luma, it is the unit of the luminous flux. And so inside of the nucleus, what the thing that holds together what you and I call the DNA. So what was Jacob's ladder? When Jacob was wrestling with the angel and the pineal, the angel's name was pineal, for the represents the pineal gland. Represents light, represents aperture. It has to do with the manipulation of lumen or lucerin or lucin, which means to shine. It has to do with the opening of the luminous flux. It has to do with the angle of the source. It's the manipulation of the angle of the source, lumina, lumen, luminous, to illuminate the Illuminati. But, what do we have a love of, brother? We got a love of cars. We got a love of money. We got a love of houses. So you got, number step one, you clean your slate. The only thing that's inside that's left on your slate is love. But we don't have the love. We have a love. I have a love of alcohol. I have a love of, women. I got a love of cars. I got a love of houses. I got a love. Anybody on this planet, anybody listening to the show that don't have a love. But do you have the love? Oh, brothers and sisters, we got a love of a truth. But we don't have the love of the truth. Therefore, since we don't have the love of the truth, because for this reason, God sends them a powerful delusion so that they will believe Akra, the lie. So you study. I don't care what you study. I don't care how you study. I don't care when you study. I don't care where you study. You still end up with a form of godliness, but you have no power. How do I know, brothers? Am I talking about something I read of a book? Now, brothers, the 1 Kings 22:22 says, by what means, the Lord asks, I will go out and be a deceiving spirit in the mouths of all his prophets. He said, you will succeed in enticing them, says the Lord go and do it. So God is allowing this deceitfulness to take place. Why? He knows nobody on here has, nobody on the planet has the love of the truth. All study starts with that. Step one, the love. It's a clean slate that says all I have is the love of what? Step two, the truth. A clear objective of one thing, the truth. That's where I started. Step one, step two. The other seven steps, they don't mean jack. I just threw that in there to add a little fluff to the message. The love of the truth, that is step three, submitted to the Father to give you step four, the praying without ceasing. That leads to step five, the fullness, the pleroma of the peace that gives you step six, the mental disposition to stay on. Step seven, dilemma, or the intention, which takes you back up to step one. That's how you study. How do you study? You start with a clear, you get rid of everything you love. You got a love. I got a lot of loves, brothers and sisters. Y'all don't understand. I love Krispy Kreme donuts. I don't know why. I just like Krispy Kreme donuts. I gotta get rid of it. I gotta replace a love with the love. But what the love of what? The love of women? The love of car? No. I gotta replace it with the love of the truth. Not a truth, the truth. So you ask for a truth. So God will send you one. He'll send you Buddhism. He'll send you whatever. Because why? He overstands your intentions. Man looks on the outward appearance. God looks on the heart. My brothers and my sisters, again, where I am going this year is down a road that nobody has been. I can't say nobody. Very few. Very few have been. Now, I am not going down this road, brothers and sisters, because I understand that the Father does require me, because a lot of times my desire, see, I love you so much. I want, you know, my compassion is my it's my strength and my weakness. And so my compassion gets in the way and I start acting like God. I think it's my job to save you. See, I want to be used by God to help people. I want that so bad. But I can't want that more than I want God. Because then I find myself, like the scripture says, teaching, saving other people, and basically destroying yourself. Why? Because I love you so much that I'm willing to do whatever it takes for you to get the truth at the expense of my own self and my own family. And so that's not biblical. Because any man that does not take care of his own is worse than an infidel. So the enemy ain't stupid. The enemy knows, okay, he got a good heart. He wants to help people. He wants the people to know what he knows. So guess what? I'm going to keep that fool busy with a bunch of people that don't give a damn about him. Now, I'm not saying the people that's in my life that everybody, because obviously there's been some great people. I got a good friend of mine, Brother John, listen to the show. This brother has been with me for I don't know how long. This brother used to send me donations yesterday. Just give me, I don't want no book. I don't want no nothing. Here you go. I just send you $100. It's out of the blue. It's people like this brother that people like Brother John, you know, Brother Lee Brewer, people like that, man, that God has sent into my life. That is the only reason I'm doing the show today. That's the only reason why I will continue to doing the show. But at the same time, the Father makes sure that, you cannot continue to do this because it's not a good business model. It's not a biblical model. It's not a business model. It's not a successful model because you're running yourself in the dirt. And the people that, you know, you're casting your pearls among swine. Now, this is what really happened to me as I bring this message to a close. Again, please email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Just let me know, Brother Will, I'm with you. If I can get the 20, 25 people that I'm believing God for, if I can meet that number, bam, we will proceed. If there's one, you know, somebody, if there's a multi-billionaire listening to me, they say, hey, Brother Will, hey, I'm willing to, you know, pay the whole shebang for 25 people. You just keep doing your stuff on Blog Talk. I will keep rolling here on Blog Talk. I will give this information to the world. Everybody will get it. Because all I'm interested in is doing one thing. A man that doesn't take care of his own is worse than an infidel. I got to take care of my family the same way you take care of yours, brothers and sisters. That's just simple. The Bible tells us to be careful. I made this mistake. The Bible says, you know, to not to cast, don't cast your pearls. Don't cast your pearls before swine. Now, I used to quote that scripture all the time, you know. And I talked about when Jesus, when, you know, the lady that came to him and asked him to, I don't know if it was the lady that had the issue of blood. I don't remember the story, but basically she just said, God told her, you know, yeah, it's not good to give meat to the dogs. Actually, let's look that one up. Here we go, Matthew 7. Matthew 7 says, you hypocrite, first take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye. Verse 6, do not give what is holy unto dogs. Whoa, that's deep. Now, I would never call another human being, another person, a dog. I just, this is not in my character. It's not in my makeup. Now, if God want to use that term, hey, he God. He can say whatever. Don't give what is holy to dogs, and do not throw your pearls before swine, or they will trample them under their feet, and then they will turn, and then they will tear you to pieces. Brothers and sisters, that's where I'm at. So I've been giving and giving and giving and giving, and then the most of the people, I just had like four or five people. Well, not four or five. I had a few people in my group. The people that have been with me for a very long time, they came back. One sister said that, man, you guys don't even know. They turned against me, and they ran me over. Now, I knew when they came into the group because I was born at night. I just wasn't born at night, but I wanted to help them. I wanted to save them. I was giving them advice. One sister, I told her, she's with her husband. He leaves, he cheats, he comes on and beat her. And I gave her advice. I told her, you need to leave him. Because I gave her that advice, she turned around, came back, and said, I did this, that, and the other. And she turned around and she ran me, started defaming me, started defaming my character. Just because why? I love her and I want to help her. Brothers and sisters, I am telling you as God is my witness. Be careful. You can't love people more than they love themselves. I've learned this the hard way this year. This year. And I've been doing this for a long time. The people that I love the most are the people that I've been casting my pearls to. And guess what they did? They trampled them on the foot. They turned around. And now they're trying to destroy me. But guess what? Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. So now I am only hanging out with people who have the same thing that I have. They have the love of the truth. If you're one of those people that have the love of the truth, email me, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Don't worry about the $75, the $50, the $25. I believe in God for you. I believe that if you believe and you have a love of the truth and the truth, $75 is peanuts. I just believe God for you. My brothers and my sisters, again, email me, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. I want to thank everybody so much for joining me on today's show. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach that set apart one continue to lead you and guide you into all truth. And as always, my brother, as always, my sister, I will see you in eternity. Don't forget these seven steps, brother. Remember, the love, the truth, submit it to God. Pray without ceasing. Get the peace of God. Stay on course. Make sure that your intent are pure. This is Dr. Will. God bless you. Have a great day.
Tony Fan Production.
Tell them to keep attacking me. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. There ain't no need to pack a heat. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. Tell them to keep attacking me. Whatever doesn't kill me.
Go hard for the crew. The only reason I'm living is to go hard for the truth. I'm all off in this booth. I go hard for the crew. The only reason I'm living is to go hard for the truth.
And when you go hard for the truth, you better watch your back for haters. Cause they'll sneak right behind you and look like an actual neighbor. When you got your mind on right, it seems like every day's a doomsday. Last week I found out my
worried about what some fools say. Tell them to keep attacking me. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. There ain't no need to pack a heat. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes
so
me go hard. Tell them to keep attacking me. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. There ain't no need to pack a heat. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes
so
me go hard.
I go hard for the crew. The only reason I'm living is to go hard for the truth. I'm all off in this booth. I go hard for the crew. The only reason I'm living is to go hard for the truth.